Next patient is William Richardson. William Richardson. That's our last certification for now. So let's talk about Mr. Richardson. This is a 66-year-old gentleman on hospice because of hepatic cellular carcinoma. Other comorbidities include cirrhosis, ascites, jaundice, confusion, increased ammonia level, decreased appetite, severe weakness, high risk of fall, symptoms of confusion, as well as dysphoria related to his end-stage liver disease, period. Because of his liver disease, he has very dark urine. He doesn't drink very much. He requires pain medication because of abdominal pain related to increased ascites, which has worsened since admission, period. He also eats very little, has very little appetite. He has a tendency to stay in bed most days, about 18 to 20 hours. He sleeps and is found to be sleeping, period. The paragraph, he's cared for by his son-in-law and brother-in-law. He's no longer able to get out of chair or by himself, so he's a total ADL dependent. He cannot get dressed. He cannot cook for himself or care for himself in any way, period. Since last certification, he has become totally bowel and bladder incontinent. Because of this, patient's visits have been increased by a hospice nurse because of decline in his condition. He also, as I mentioned, has pain, abdominal pain because of his ascites and requires pain medication around the clock, period. The hospice nurse has been able to educate family regarding hepatocellular carcinoma as well as administrating pain medication around the clock till patient passes away, period. His last hemoglobin was at 7.8, which I suspect is lower now because of his pale skin appearance. He has protein calorie malnutrition, decreased albumin, severe muscle wasting, period. His KPS score is 40%. The hepatocellular carcinoma is associated with untreated hepatitis C in the past, period. Patient is found to be cachectic, as I mentioned, with severe muscle wasting, KPS score of 40%. Patient also has pedal edema because of decreased albumin and protein calorie malnutrition, period. Patient is expected to do poorly and continues to decline on hospice, period. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and is being certified at this time for continual hospice care at home. Thank you.